what I did. I put it all in his hand. Grab somebody by the hand and tell them, you don't have to worry. Put it in God's hand.
Religions tend to have very conservative values. Therefore, when it comes to the subject of sexual intercourse, it isn't to be had until you're married. This means that if you're following this rule, you won't become infected with an STI or become pregnant. This is the story of how my aunt, who holds a very prestigious position in the church, became pregnant before she became married.
Christians believe, in terms of having children, that a man and woman should be married, first of all, not just before having children, but before even engaging in any kind of sexual relations with each other. The Bible talks about something which is called fornication, and that is having sexual relations with a man or woman before the two are joined together in holy matrimony. I joined my church, Holy Temple of Deliverance, through first visiting the church with my aunt. May she rest in peace. She was one of the founding members of the church. It had just started out. And the pastor's wife there was an aide at a community school where my cousins attended. And she invited my aunt to church. And I wasn't really attending a church at the time, so my aunt encouraged me to visit with her one Sunday. And I went, and I have been going there ever since. I have two children. I have a son whose name is Jeffrey. He is now 16 years old. And I have a daughter. Her name is Joie. And she is now 5 years old.
Okay. Did you have any children when you joined Holy Temple?
I had my son, Jeffrey. He was not quite a year old when I joined my church. My current position in the church is as the choir director. And I was appointed by the pastor to serve in that capacity. I'm sure that people look up to me because I am in a leadership position in the church. I think anywhere you go, if it's in the church, if it's outside of the church in a business forum, politically, anyone who holds a leadership position in any type of organization, I think there are always people who look up to you in some sense just because of the position that you hold. And that's whether you're good in the position or not, just because you hold a certain title, I think people tend to look up to you. And when I say look up, that also comes with the indication that they also expect certain things of you because you're in that position or hold a certain title. My choir members, I think, were probably a little surprised, a little shocked, probably disappointed, even though they didn't voice disappointment to me, but I'm sure that disappointment was probably an emotion that they had, but basically probably shock and surprise. The pastor and first lady actually were probably the first two people that I told when I found out that I was pregnant with my daughter. The pastor was upset because at that point in time, I held a lot more positions in the church. In addition to choir director, I was a Sunday school teacher, and I also was a part of the praise and worship team at the church. So me now being in a position where I wouldn't have been able to serve in those capacities really left the church kind of hanging or lacking in certain areas. So the pastor, he was upset. The first lady, she was also upset too, but they were never so upset that they criticized me, made me feel bad about the position I was in. I remember having a conversation with the pastor after I told him, and he said, you still better come to church every Sunday, and you better keep yourself, your appearance up. You better come still looking nice like you always do, but you still better come to church. And I did that. I was there every Sunday. I think there were maybe two Sundays where I wasn't feeling very well, that I didn't come. But I followed the instructions of the pastor.
Was there any judgment passed upon you by the members of the church that you were aware of?
Surprisingly, that never ever happened. I'm quite sure, just knowing the nature of people, and that's people inside the church, people that don't go to church, whenever someone comes with a surprising action or shocking news, there are always going to be people that are going to have a reaction, sometimes negative. People are always going to say things. No one said anything hurting or disparaging to me personally, but I'm quite sure that things were said not in my presence about me being pregnant out of wedlock. This situation has happened to other people in the church. My opinion of them, first of all, you know, when it comes to my faith again, being a Christian, the Bible is very clear about what our position should be when it comes to judging other people. And the Bible even says, judge not that ye be not judged. And then Jesus said in another instance, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. So because I know, especially we're talking about has something that I've already done, has someone else done it, and what is my opinion of them? What could my opinion of them be? I had already been in their shoes, so there's no way that I could look down on somebody in that position. There's no way that I could judge or ridicule somebody in that position simply because I've been there, done that. And I know the feelings that come along with that, especially within the church, because the church is so big on the sin of fornication. People think for some reason like that's the worst thing in the world that you could do is sleep with someone that isn't your husband or wife. And the Bible says that sin is sin. If you lie habitually, if you cheat, if you steal, if you backbite, they're all things that God considers to be sin. But for some reason, there's always this spotlight put on the people who fornicate, who have sex outside of marriage. And to know that someone else in the church got pregnant, which it has happened, that was your question, it has happened. And my opinion of them is I feel sorry for them because I know what other people might say or what other people might think. But I also have a feeling of empathy and compassion for them. And my opinion of them as who they are as people, as Christians, is no less than what it was when I first met them. My children's father, his name is Jeff. He is not a member of the Christian religion. Jeff was actually raised in the religion of Jehovah's Witness. And I knew this when we first started dating, which was back in college, knowing that in the Christian religion, you're not supposed to what's called be unequally yoked, meaning that you shouldn't hook up in a male-female dating, courting, which is dating with the intention of getting married in a relationship, a long-term relationship or a romantic relationship with somebody who doesn't believe the same things that you do. And so I knew that going into the relationship with Jeff. But for some reason, because I thought he was still a nice person, I still allowed the relationship to develop and go on, even to the point where we now have two children. But again, he is not a member of the Christian religion. Actually, now he pretty much doesn't practice any kind of organized religion. But he was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and he is not a member of the Christian religion. I don't believe that he was ashamed of having a child without being married. Jeff and I had often talked about getting married even before our first child, which is our son, Jeffrey Jr., was conceived. So he was actually quite happy to hear the news that he was going to be a father, and even more so when he discovered that it was going to be a son. He was never ashamed of us having a child out of wedlock. I think he probably wished that it did happen within the realms of us being husband and wife, but I don't think he ever felt ashamed of the fact that we had a child out of wedlock. Was I ashamed when I conceived my children out of wedlock? That answer is definitely a resounding yes. Why? Because, again, number one, I take my faith and what I believe in terms of God and in terms of the things that He wants us to do and doesn't want us to do. I take that very seriously, and it is my desire to make Him happy in the things that I do. And I know that that was not something that made Him happy, that was not pleasing to God. So I was ashamed because I went into the situation not once but twice knowing that I was unmarried and still doing the things that married couples are supposed to be doing, things, activities that are supposed to be reserved only for those that have made a lifetime commitment to each other. So yes, I was ashamed when I conceived my children out of wedlock. Am I ashamed now? I really don't think about it. And the shame pretty much goes away like right after you have the baby. The most difficult, the most awkward time is when you're carrying the child. That's your story is told to everyone, people that you know, people that you don't know. They don't see a ring, but they see this big stomach, and it is very embarrassing. And it was just a very I won't say that I was unhappy at the time, but I was ashamed at the time. Do I feel shame now? Now that the children are here, no.